that familiar theme, I am going to introduce the Swap Shop crew. I'm Robert Jones, along with Mrs. Christy Johnson and Pastor Roger Walton. We are going to see how this works. You ready?
I'm ready. Give it a whirl.
Yeah, well, we're going to see how all this works. I don't know how this is going to work, so we're going to try it. We are doing something with Skype for the first time. We did a two-way with Christy and with Pastor Walton. They are on Skype together, side by side here on one screen. So we're going to see how the audio sounds. So this should be good.
Well, I'm here in Mills River, North Carolina, from Johnson's studios of WGCR, and then Brother Roger.
I'm down here in Zirconia in my converted studio. I have a little mini GCR studio here.
He does.
Yeah, and I have a mini one. It's I have a TV table, the little TV tables you fold out, and have my computer on it in the corner of our bedroom because it was the quietest place in the house.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, you know, you could always take this thing outside because you're mobile. Charge your battery up on your laptop real good, do wireless, take your mic out there, and you could do Swap Shop from outside. As much as you have an opportunity now.
I may do that tomorrow. So today it's kind of raining over here. I just stuck my head out, and we've got rain, which, hey, the rain on a positive side, they say, is going to help with some of the allergy, the pollen, and they were talking about how high the counts were because we'd been so warm.
Yeah, it was high, especially in trees.
Yeah, I don't know that I have allergies. Sometimes I get a little stopped up, but they were given the allergy counts, and I had written them down. I was trying to get to them, but they were saying that tree pollen was like 6,000 grains of pollen per cubic meter, and apparently that's high.
Sometimes I feel like I breathe all those in at one time.
Somebody, just for your information, somebody sent a text in that says, "All sounds good."
Wonderful.
Yeah, that's great. I'm glad to hear that.
So, yeah, this is uncharted territory, but God is good, and he's letting us commend technology, not only churches doing things. Speaking of that, Brother Robert, I got an email from Amazon. Now, why? I do not know, but they think I must know a lot because of what I bought from them about technology. Because they sent me an email, and in the email it says somebody wants who owns an F-Muser, F-U-X-O-1-A-K-1-W, wants to know if that's all they need to broadcast their church. And they told me, and it has a little button, answer the question. And then down below it says, you can't answer it, please tell us why. Because I don't have a clue what you're talking about. Why does an F-Muser, F-U-X-O, I don't know what that is.
I don't know, but we're musing on it, that's for sure.
Now, Brother Jones, I want to back up a question that just came to my mind, and I think maybe you and I talked about it off mic one day, about how it was kind of going around that maybe churches could do like a small FM translator or something, transmitter, and do their church services or something like that.
You can. I've got a company, Sound Solutions, Kevin Kemp, out of Burnsville. He's a good friend of mine, and I appreciate him a bunch. And we went back and forth, and I've researched. I spent some time, and FM transmitters are a little bit funny just because of the FCC. And it is legal to use a FM transmitter, but it has to be in the specs of what the law. And we have, Kevin did, not me, but Kevin found one that is built for the U.S. that is legal. But they're getting hard to find. Because everybody's went to these, everybody's bought them. And so I do know how you can get a hold of some as long as stocks will last. I'm sorry, Brother Kevin, I'm about to kill you. I know it. And I called him yesterday. I said, how you doing? He says, I can't keep up with it, brother. And because I keep giving his number out, you know, and he says, I can't keep up with it. And I says, I'm sorry. I just sent your number out to so many other pastors.
Would you mind if we give it on the air?
No, no. Call me first. Yeah. So yeah, Kevin would probably disown me and hang me from a tree out in Burnsville if I was to do that. So we won't do that.
He might.
Yeah. He probably would. Yeah.
Is there a power limit on that?
It is a quarter of a watt, which will reach right at about 200 feet. Well, this one is about 35,000 square feet, which is about 200 by 200.
That's what I use in my house.
Yeah.
And so whatever I do here, I can pick it up on any radio in the inside. I go outside, but not very far.
Yeah, but with the new laws like South Carolina, 3 or less. What is it now? 10 or less, some
now,
areas.
Does that include, say, parking lots? I mean, it includes, they consider, I know there was a debate. I just saw parts of it about, you know, drive-in church. Was that still an option? Because everyone stayed in their vehicles and were, you know, of course, the windows were rolled up. So that would still be considered a gathering or not?
See, I don't know. It's a gray line. I think whoever interprets that law may be somebody that I know that sent me a text, thought, you know, a nice text and told me, you know, to be politically correct about something and all that stuff. So I'm kidding, brother. I love you. I don't know. That would be a question for law enforcement. I don't know that they are going to enforce that or not. I think, what is North Carolina? Is it 50 or less in North Carolina? What's the law here in North Carolina?
I think they went down to 10.
10 or less.
Brother Roger, do you know if that's accurate?
Yes. That's what my understanding is. Of course, in the state, you got to look at what the state says and what the local says, and whichever stricter applies.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's 10 or less. Is that considered a gathering? I don't know. Y'all are in one area. You got,
well,
you know,
it'd be like the parking lot at Walmart.
Yeah.
There's more.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean,
and maybe we'll leave that for a preacher for the afternoon, because he's doing, pastor's doing kind of the coronavirus coverage, COVID-19 coverage. Pastor will be handling that, the majority of that on drive time, prayer time every afternoon. And we'll maybe jot that down and send it to him.
That'd be interesting to know.
I love you, brother. I'm picking on somebody. He's fired up today, but I do love you. But I don't know. But you can call me here at the station. I'm only going to be here for a little bit longer, and I'll be heading to the house. I can get you a number for pastors if you want to call me if you're interested in this FM transmitter. It's the only ones that are available. I've searched high and low. But they're about $200 is what it's going to cost you. And I appreciate Kevin passing on the savings to the churches. He is not making no money on them. I mean, he is selling them for what he's got in them, and that's including the shipping to get it to you. So, and then I appreciate the company that's working with him. He told them what he was doing, and they've really give him a great discount to help these churches. And amen. May I say this, another thing, that after this coronavirus thing is done, I'm praying sooner than later, that you can repurpose this FM transmitter as a hear and assist in your church. It's a cheap way of doing it. Get you some FM receivers, some headsets, and then you can put that to the church that's having hard of hearing. So you can repurpose these things. It's not a one-time thing and throw it away and put it in the closet and says, oh, no, this is something you can continue to use for $200 and a whole lot cheaper than the RF systems that are out there for the hear and assist.
Yeah, and in the short distance in this house and all, I mean, it's crystal clear. It's wonderful. I don't have any issues. And I do that all night because of being awake a lot. So I pipe something from the internet that has soothing hymns.
Yes.
That just play hymns all night long. And I wake up, and if I'm having a bad night, it's amazing what hymn is playing.
Amen. Amen. Hey, I think yesterday we were talking that it was, Doctor Day, and we're saluting all of those in the medical profession, of course, doctors, and all those on the front line. We gave a shout out to those that came to our mind. And I saw something today, and I believe I was remiss in leaving this group out yesterday. A shout out to our truckers. And
amen.
I saw a little clip. I saw a clip, and I just want to read it. I didn't write this. It says, our nation's truckers are doing what they do best, even during the coronavirus pandemic. They're keep on trucking. They are the backbone of the country's supply chain, traversing our nation's highways and byways to deliver goods like food, fuel, and other vital supplies. And while daily life has slowed to a crawl, this workforce keeps delivering the goods and ensuring that the public's vital needs are met.
Amen.
So salute to those that keep on trucking.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, because they're keeping our product rolling. And they got to live with a lot. I've drove a semi, so I like it, but it's challenging.
Well, I saw something that someone put a thing, and I never thought about it, but I saw this printed somewhere. They said, with all of the dining rooms closing of restaurants, everything is drive-through. Well, a semi can't go through a drive-through.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were talking that how if you see a semi trucker park somewhere, maybe offer, say, hey, or, you know, do you need a meal? Can I go through a drive-through for you? I never thought about that. They can't. And the dining rooms are closed. Now, some places will have a walk-up window, but those are fewer than not. And I know truckers, you know, communicate and have a kind of a network among themselves, but just maybe give a shout out to a trucker and offer them, you know, it's a kind gesture.
Amen.
Amen. So. By the way, another text came in. You all sound really good, like you are all together.
Well,
we may be all three here, but I'm not all together. I've lost my mind somewhere.
I don't think I'm not all here. So there you go. We make a big all together. We might make one, but anyway. There's a scam going on. We're not doing a whole lot again of the nuts and bolts of COVID-19, but there was something I wanted to mention, and I think you've touched on it in news before, Brother Roger, but and they've had it reported before, but there's this phone scam. They were doing door-to-door, and I think, Brother Jones, you said there was something in Edneyville that happened with door-to-door, but they're now doing it by phone. And they're calling and telling that they have the vaccine for the virus and they've got tests which are mandated. And they're basically just fishing, trying to find, and unfortunately, they're trying to find elderly or those that, you know, might be more susceptible to fall prey to this of the pressure. So they say that if you have any type of solicitation, whether in person or by phone, they are not doing that. And they want you to go to the Federal Trade Commission and report this. They say, hang up on robocalls, don't press any numbers, ignore online offers for vaccinations and home test kits, because at this time, there are no FDA-authorized home test kits for the coronavirus. Fact check your information before you pass on any messages. Make sure it's a trusted source. And again, ignore offers from callers claiming to assist you in receiving stimulus money sooner. That's another aspect that they've added since that passed. And whatever you do, don't provide personal information. That website is FTC, Federal Trade Commission, FTCComplaintsAssistant.gov. FTCComplaintsAssistant.gov.
All right, before we go to the bottom here for news and everything, text came in. Those truck drivers are keeping the mail and Amazon boxes coming too. Some family members are ordering Amazon pantry items for their older loved ones, which we are happily delivering to keep our older population safe. And one more text came in. Brother Robert says, Brother Roger's a little quieter on the FM. I guess I just don't sing on the FM like I do on the AM.
I don't know. I mean, you could bump your volume up just a little bit, probably okay. Your end, Pastor Walton. So, and I do appreciate an individual answered our question that the Attorney General hasn't said, and I don't want to get on this either. They haven't specifically addressed the question about drive-in church or parking lot related to this executive orders. So we'll leave it right there and go on. Thank you, brother, for that answer, because that does clarify up some things as well. Well, we went past the bottom of the hour. News is going to be about COVID-19, and that's about what it's going to be. Weather today,
and the weather's wet.
Yeah, we got a good chance of rain, a quarter to a half inch. But I will say that it is moving through pretty quickly. There is a wraparound effect coming, and that's probably going to be our second round that comes with this. But I think this is going to move a little bit quicker than they were anticipating. And the mountains are actually breaking it up on our end, so we may not get as much as they were anticipating. But I have been wrong on the forecast last week, and I could be wrong again. And so, but we're going to cool off, and maybe a potential chance of scattered frost tomorrow night. Yeah. 35 degrees.
So from 85 to 30.
Yeah, that's a drop. I mean, that's a shock to the system. For one thing, this morning, if you noticed, I got back long sleeves again.
I saw that.
I'm like, come on. I was enjoying that for the long haul. It wasn't the long haul, though. But, you know,
yeah.
If I lived here long enough that I remember an April 7th snowfall, and I remember a Mother's Day snowfall, which wasn't much here, but boy, up on that by the Piscafin, 59 and something inches. Yeah. What's the matter, Brother Robert?
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want it. I took one for the team in South Dakota this year, and I took some snow for the team in Montana this year. So I'm done. So can we change gears?
Go ahead.
I know we need to get his 5-minute devotional here, but you want to do the Marksman Quartet?
Five minutes.
Yes.
Where did you get that? We had 5 minutes.
Huh? Okay. Well, we're going to do the Marksman Quartet.
Can we do one thing for the Marksman? Before I don't forget, because you know how my brain goes. We had a news announcement about active shooter.
Yes.
There was a briefing that I listened to from Buncombe County Sheriff Quentin Miller, and he said that an active shooter call came in at the 911 center around 9:49. The shooter had fired from a parked vehicle outside the courthouse. It did not happen in the courthouse. Mm-hmm. It was outside. The officers that responded had gunfire returned. The shooter was killed, and one lieutenant with the sheriff's office was wounded. Now, Miller did not say he was shot, but I've heard about glass shattering and stuff, so we'll have to see. And he did not provide any details of his wounds, so we don't know, except to say they believe they're non-life-threatening,
okay,
which we're glad to hear.
Yeah.
No courthouse employees or bystanders were injured, and the law enforcement has not identified the shooter at this time. Two judges have decided to close the courthouse for the rest of the day, but it should reopen tomorrow. The Asheville Police Department is taking the lead. SBI is also investigating, but Buncombe County will not, since it was one of their officers that was involved in the shooting. So all is well. There's no longer an active problem there. Things are back, and now it's just into the investigation stage. But that's the update as of now.
Okay.
Wonderful. All right. Wonderful. And to lead into the marksman, I've been seeing where a lot of different groups, the Collingsworth family did of online concert Saturday, and I think it's still maybe available on Facebook, but a lot of different groups are getting together and just singing and just trying to provide some encouragement to folks in a time where it's definitely needed. And Brother Mark Wheeler, one of probably the most creative men as far as writing it and his take on things, and I saw something that he did and it piqued my interest, so I went to their page, Robert, to pull this up, and I don't know what you have, Brother Robert, so I'll let you have it. And then
I've got both. I've got the song he did,
great,
and then I've got his invitation. But the song's funny. Okay, it's sort of a funny invitational kind of song. So we'll play that now. Well, maybe we won't. You know what I got to do?
Traveling all around, but we ain't singing much these days. The corona shut us down. Well, most of you next Sunday will be sitting around at home. That's why we got something extra special going on. Well, 4 o'clock next Sunday on the Wahoo Baptist page, we'll sing some songs about Jesus and try to make your day. Well, we'll be here on Facebook Live, even on YouTube. We're trying every way that we can to sing some songs to you. Yeah, we'll sing some good old gospel songs, do a little picking too.
How about that?
You gotta love that.
You do. And then he's got his Facebook Live where he invites everybody. Do you want to play that, sister?
Well, I think we can. And what they're doing, the Marksman Quartet is going to come together at their home church, which is Wahoo Baptist Church. They're in Murrayville, Georgia, and at 4 o'clock, and they are going to just do a concert, sing some songs and do some picking. And they're wonderful folks, talented, but they love the Lord, and that's the main thing. And they live what they sing, and we love the Marksman Quartet with us for Share-a-thon, and just can't say enough about how God is using them to just encourage the church. And they just want to do that because, as Brother Mark was singing, again, we're not making light of anything with COVID, but a little laughter doeth it. It'll help you a little bit. So that's at 4 o'clock. It's at Wahoo Baptist. I think the website, I'll get you one of you gentlemen if y'all can double check that.
Yeah, we'll get it
but
right
it'll
now.
Be on Facebook at the Marksman Quartet. They also have a YouTube channel. Wahoo Baptist has a YouTube channel, and it will be live as well. And that's at 4 o'clock on Sunday, April the 5th. So that's this coming Sunday.
It is, yes.
Great.
Tomorrow's April 1st.
That's crazy.
I know. The website's wahoobaptistchurch.com. That's okay. It, wahoobaptistchurch.com.
4 o'clock.
Those are good things. I love to listen to that. I think some other groups have done some of the same thing. By the way, speaking of April 1st, new sign-on time is 7 o'clock.
That's no April Fool's either.
And sign-off time at 8, which will help in that message of the hour.
Ooh, it will.
And
give
that 15 is
more going... minutes.
That's going wonderful. Last night, Pastor Chris Norris, Fairhaven Baptist Church, and appreciate Brother Norris. Tonight at 7, Pastor Tony Lambert, pastor of the Cathy's Creek Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. Wednesday night will be Pastor Barton, the anchor broadcast. And then Thursday night, Brother Daniel Nicholson will be preaching to us. Friday night, Brother R.R. Davina will be preaching to our hearts. And Saturday night at 7, again, all 7 o'clock start time, will be Pastor Gary McCarter of Amazing Grace Baptist Church.
Can I say thank you to all the preachers that's been preaching in this? It's not easy preaching to pews. That's just, you like preaching to people.
Yeah.
And it's hard to do that. And so may I say, I appreciate all these men of God who's come in and preached in the sanctuary, like that place is packed out. Thank you. That's not an easy feat to do, but God has given them grace and the touch on them. And Brother Norris got about sideways last night. I was getting there with him if he'd carried on. And but it was good. So thank you all to the men of God.
Amen. I agree. But and the blessing, music with a message. And then take it further, a message that ministers. Mm-hmm. And the message from God's word that ministers will do more good for you than anything else. And stop and think, when you're on overload of news that's bad and you don't feed your soul and have your devotions and have your Bible study times and listened, and with the advent of putting things online, now you can go online and listen. My goodness, stay in the word, stay encouraged, stay
Amen.
Encouraged.
And that's, we kind of, it's a new format a little bit for Swap Shop and even our regular weekdays. Brother Robert Jones is in every morning and he's on until 1 o'clock. Brother Roger and myself and Brother Jones will be with you on Swap Shop, and Brother Roger and I are working from home. He in Green River, and I'm here in Mills River. And then Miss Grace Buckner in from 1 to 5, and Brianna Fanning from 5 to 9. And we're limiting the number of people in our building just to maximize the social distancing and to protect our ability to minister to the public. And this afternoon, an opportunity of ministry here at Anchor as we have our drive-through TFAP. and neighbor-to-neighbor type distribution. And we want to make sure Brother Rogers got time to share a word with us. But I'm going to probably slip off because the gentleman will have some items on Swap Shop. But I just wanted to remind folks that TFAP and what we may have in bread and bakery or pastries that we have available, it's going to be distributed this afternoon, drive through. You do not get out of your vehicle. You will not be, the warehouse is closed for shopping. So you drive in from the new side of 3232 Hendersonville Highway, drive around the church. You'll see the cones, and they've got part of the leadership team is usually out directing traffic and helping folks. They'll usually start lining up probably even now as we speak. And at 1:30, they will be distributing those boxes, and you're eligible if you qualify under guidelines for TFAP. You can receive those commodities one time a week. So today's our first distribution of this week. So if you got food last week, you're eligible again today. I saw a picture of all that's included. It is a great box. We want to be a help and encouragement. So again, 1:30 to 5:30 today here at Anchor Baptist.
Amen.
Amen.
Backing up on the concerts before you get into yours, the Raines family will be presenting a live concert, live stream from Tabernacle. I guess this is probably Greenville of Tabernacle?
Yes.
On Friday, April the 3rd, and then the Justice family will be Saturday night. I don't know the time that is. If you could give us the time, we sure would appreciate that.
Yeah, and I'll go do some, and we'll have that tomorrow. I'll do some research. Okay. But from Tabernacle, I saw something about that, but I don't remember the time. But thank you. And anybody who knows anything else along these lines, a lot of meetings in person have been canceled. Most have. So if we can help spread the word on the online conferences, meetings, revivals, or concerts, we'd be more than happy to. Gentlemen, I'm going to probably, it might make it easier if you can you disconnect me or and keep Brother Walton out, because I know y'all got some things to do, or I can be quiet and I'll just stay here. I don't want my dogs to start barking and interrupt anything.
I don't know.
She just hangs. All she has to do is hang up.
Stay put. I'll stay put and be quiet because I don't want to interrupt anything, but God bless you, gentlemen, and I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Thank you, Christy.
Amen. Well, it's good to see faces, even though you can't be there. Yesterday, I went to the doctor, and he took his elbow, and he said, you want an elbow bump?
We took social distance into the next level.
I cracked up laughing. I said, yeah, it's different, isn't it? And just kind of interesting, they took the paper off of everything, the tables you sit in, mm-hmm. and the table, they took that out, said it wasn't worth it. It was hard to keep clean, and they wipe everything down and wet and leave it wet mm-hmm. for over 2 minutes.
Wow.
They go back in and get it ready. So when the nurse was taking my blood pressure and vitals, she said, okay, let me go back in the room and make sure the room is ready. So that's the extra precautions that I found yesterday compared to the last time that I went to see him. So
Amen.
Hey, it's a different time, but I've been doing, in the Teaching Timeless Truths, I'm doing what is called the Song of Degrees. These are Psalms 120 to 134. A lot of thought processes to what this is. Some think it's the Psalms they did of the 15 steps going up to the temple. Some think it was what they did on stages as they were headed to the feast in Jerusalem. Some think, quite a few commentators think it has to do with Hezekiah in his 15 extra years, saying that they believe he wrote 10 of them, and the degree went back 10 degrees. I don't know. What I do know is they do connect. And every three sets of Psalms starts with a Psalm of Trouble, a Psalm of Trust, and a Psalm of Triumph. We get to Psalm 124, and we find the Psalm of Trust after Psalm 123, where he's talking about the scorners that were just at ease and they're scorning, just laughing at God's people and their pride in it. And he starts out and says, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. the stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Now, I programmed computers back in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s, and I know several programming languages. And in all the languages I know, there are what's called if-then statements. If a condition is true, then something will happen on the computer. But this is a negative approach. Something the then didn't happen because the if happened. Watch this. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, if it had been anybody else, then we'd have been swallowed up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. The waters would have overwhelmed us. And it, listen, the stream had gone over our soul. The proud waters had gone over our soul. I'm talking about that gets deep within and churns your guts and keeps you in knots and tears you out of the frame. And it's a simple little negative there that turns into the greatest positive you could ever think. If it had not been the Lord, anybody else, it wouldn't have worked. By the way, the psalmist is not saying, we went over here and said, now join us to get on our side. So the psalmist is saying, I'm glad where we were in a mess, God showed up.
Yeah.
And God showed up.
Amen.
And God fixed it. And he did it in ways that didn't even make sense, like walking around the wall 6 days and the seven times on the seventh day and shouting the wall down. By taking 300 men that started with 32,000, that was nowhere near a match for the hundreds of thousands of Midianites. And God said, you got too many. Yeah. Whittled them down to 300 and said, now everybody put a light in your hand so you can wake them up with the trumpets that you have in your hand. Take the trumpets, blow the trumpets, wake them up, show them where you're at, and tell them to shoot you. But God knew what they were going to think when they woke up. That's what would have happened. And then the psalmist here, by the way, this is a song of David, said, blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth.
Amen.
Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. They set the trap and God set me free. He said, we're escaped. He said, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. My friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, let him come alongside. The Parakletos is one called alongside to help for comfort. Same word is also translated advocate. He's the one that steps up in place of me and says, whoa, when the devil runs to God and says, did you notice down there like he did to Job? Did you see what he just did? Did you hear what he just said? I can picture God wiping back a big old lock of glory and saying, might have, I just don't remember. And that devil likes to run, but there's a paraclete that stands before God. Our advocate says, "Hup, one of ours."
Amen.
Paid in full.
Yes.
And Brother Jones and Miss Sister Christie, I've heard this said all my life. What are you going to say to God that gives you the right to go to heaven? And when I read that verse, I said, I'm not going to say nothing.
No.
My paraclete's going to stand up.
Sure.
He's going to talk for me. And he's going to say, hey, I got this one. This one gets in.
Yeah.
If it had not been
Amen.
The Lord.
That's it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, we are sitting at about 11 before the hour of 1 o'clock. We're going to do our swap shop items here and take a look at those, and then we'll be signing out here.
Well, I got some birthdays and anniversaries we won't want to forget.
I
saw one
too.
I saw one there just now, and I went, oh, I didn't know that. I would have sent a happy anniversary wish to some very, very sweet people that I know.
Well, we
and
can
I have
do
to
that.
Be sweet to her because she's the one that does payroll.
Freddy Cat.
Oh, no. I've got one on her that will go down the record books. So
yeah, I know you do.
All right, let's dive in here. We have free canning jars, pints and quarts, and you can call 243-5076, 243-5076.
And I put one in, and I'm not seeing it, brother.
Did you put it in after 12:03?
No, I put one in earlier today about a riding lawnmower that's not there.
I did not see it, but
I don't know
that
how you...
everything that I saw I put in, but I will double check it while you do the next one.
Okay. We have Japanese red maple trees. Now, these are beautiful. They're $50 to $100, and You're good, dear sister. I'm sorry.
So much for the dog.
She was, I thought she was pecking at like a spider. I wish you could have seen it. I wish you could have. I couldn't resist it. I had to do it because she was trying to be so quiet, and he was watching her, and she was trying like there was something on the end of her mic. I'm like, you're okay.
Thanks.
She hadn't even been home a day, and she's already seeing things. For the maple trees. I'm sorry, Pastor Walton. 864-905-5500. 864-905-5500.
You know what I mean? I can keep a straight face and do this all the time because I am so used to him doing this to me. I just sit there and keep on going while he's on the floor rolling.
That's funny.
We have a cub cadet riding lawnmower. Would that be the one, Brother Robert?
Yes, it is.
46-inch cut, runs good, $800. A John Deere riding lawnmower, it needs work or good for parts, $600. The number there is 301-3966, 301-3966.
We got some rough sawed lumber, dry white oak, one inch by 4 inch through 10 inches. $150, $1.50 a board foot. Dried white pine, 50 cents a board foot. Call for more information at 884-2294,
884-2294. That will do it for our swap shop items.
All righty.
And I'm going to jump in real quick because I had something free for folks today. Taco Bell is doing a free Doritos Loco taco today. Mm. And again, I know everybody needs to stay home, but if you're out and about, it's drive-thru only, of course. Their dining hall is dine-in area is closed, but they're offering it today. Their CEO says he's doing this, and the company's doing this as a way to say thank you to the community for everybody stepping up and helping one another. So it's today only, a free one-per-person Dorito Loco Taco at Taco Bell.
All right.
I've got something. Let me give you something from the text line. We have a prayer request here. Pray for a man in Transylvania Hospital going in for a colonoscopy to check for some bleeding, and he is upset because he is alone with no family. And so pray about this. It's scary to be alone and have no one there. So let's ask the Lord to touch his nerves, calm his heart, and allow the doctor's wisdom and no issues and no problems.
And I talked
have
to
one
a,
other.
I'm sorry, sister. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I just had one other.
The nursing homes today. I talked to a nursing home in Henderson County, and they say it's very tough on the loved ones that they got to come and look through a window.
Yeah.
And that's as close as they can get. And the ones that are inside, especially they got a little dementia, they can't understand that. And it's caused, it's really hard emotionally. So pray for all those on our nursing homes, the doctors and nurses. And then I watched a report last night where a nurse had to FaceTime a family and they had to say their goodbyes to a loved one because of COVID-19 because they can't go in there and see them. So there's a lot of emotional things going on with this virus, not just physical. But the emotional aspect, and this nurse was just breaking down and crying. She said, it was the hardest things I ever done in my life. We had to hold it. She said, I cried with them. I cried. Mm. So him being alone is because the doctor, you can't go in. They got to go by themselves. And I've often thought about that. What if one of my girls or one of your granddaughters get sick and you got to take them to the hospital and they say you can't come in? That's tough.
It is, and I'm in that position.
Yeah.
When Melody was operated on, they told me not to come in. Well, I ended up going in anyhow, but to be admitted because I went to the emergency room and I shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
I have to isolate myself from a hospital always, no matter who goes there, even if it's my own wife. And I wasn't going to do that. I was going to the emergency room and I shouldn't have done it. And I knew when I did it, I shouldn't have done it.
So there.
Well, let's go out with...
And I think Christy had something too, didn't you, sister?
Right.
Oh, it was actually going to be just pray for the nursing homes. Okay. I know some folks that, are dealing with that separation and the loved one there not understanding exactly why they can't be with them. And it's just heart-wrenching on both sides. Mm-hmm. So that was my prayer request for today to please remember them, the families. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the ones that are caring. And I don't know if the Oaks is still needing donations or not, but last Friday, I believe it was, Pastor talked to the director or one of the directors at the Oaks in Brevard, and they were talking about their critical need for Clorox wipes or any kind of disinfectant wipe, mask of any kind, and then gowns or clothing covers. And you don't have to go in. Of course, their doors are locked because they're closed. But if you have a donation there off Morris Drive in Brevard, or Morris Road rather in Brevard, and you can pull in, pull under the portico there, the covered area, and there's a doorbell. You can just ring that bell and leave your donated items right by the door. You don't have to wait on someone to come out. Actually, they don't want you to. And you can leave your item, ring the bell, get in your car, and just drive around the circle and exit. But they really do appreciate it. It's needed as they're endeavoring to care for those they're very susceptible to this virus.
Yes.
Because they're already in a weakened state. So please remember all those in the nursing homes. But if you could help out at the Oaks, I know they would appreciate any donations.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, Pastor Walton, if you take us to the Lord in to prayer, please.
Let's wish some happy birthday wishes, then we'll do that. Okay. We'll be able to sign off at the end of the prayer.
Sure.
Happy birthday to Penny Bradley and Adaya, is that
Adaya,
how you say
Adaya Vaughn.
Adaya. Mm-hmm. Adaya Vaughn is two. Happy second birthday. Wow. And Allie Holland is six. How about that?
Amen.
And then happy second anniversary to, boy, has it been 2 years already? To Tommy, and help me with that. Shania Morrow. Tommy and Shania Morrow already in the second anniversary. Congratulations. And to our very own, very, very special lady, very special person we've known for a long time, Barry and Suzanne Horton.
Amen.
Happy anniversary. I noticed they didn't put what number it was. Did they pass Methuselah?
Uh-oh.
I think you broke up, mm-hmm. Pastor Walton. I think, if not, you will be breaking up.
I guess when I don't get my check, I'll know something went wrong.
Maybe a big deduction coming in your check. 47 years is what they're saying. Is that right? 47 years?
Amen.
Amen.
Awesome.
Amen.
Wonderful people, and just wishing the best.
Amen.
All right. Let's pray, and thank you for being with us on this unusual Swamp Shop that seemed to go pretty well, and our new normal for a little while. Father, we lift up these prayer requests and the ones that people are thinking of in their minds right now, in their hearts. You know who is listening and who's saying, I wish I could have said this prayer request. Would you minister to that need that that person's thinking right now in their heart? And Lord, that would be a big blessing. And then, Lord, this nursing home situation, we know people personally that affects. And it's how hard it is for them and the loved one that doesn't always understand. So we pray for ministering grace and mercy and love in that the time that we're in. For this one who's going to be operated on and doesn't have any family here anyhow. So we just lift him up, calm his nerves, let the procedure go well, and may they not find anything that bad, maybe something simple to be fixed without surgery.
Yes.
Those who are struggling through the time we're in, let them rely on you and remind themselves if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, then things would have been bad. But as long as we know that we've got you and we're in the Word, you can minister to us. Bless the preacher, Brother Tony Lambert, tonight. As he brings the message, speak to our hearts. Grip us, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Well, Miss Christie, thank you. And Pastor Walton, thank you for joining us for Swap Shop today. And all our listening audience, thank you for being with us during this quick hour. We'll be back here.